7.
With the power of Tandem HR, you are in the fast lane on Main Street with Get Down to Business with Shalom Klein, the show for business and jobs. Now, the champion of networking, the advocate of jobs, the guru of business, your host, Shalom Klein.
An entrepreneur is not only a risk taker, he or she must also have the right people on board and the ability to communicate that vision to everyone on the team. My greatest enjoyment is seeing a new product come to market and the feeling of success it brings to the people behind it. Successful businesses help to make our country great. That's from Jules Knapp, who's a successful serial entrepreneur and mentor, and you're going to be hearing from him in just a moment. We are all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship and business. We talk a lot about business here. You're on with Get Down to Business. I'm your host, Shalom Klein. Remember, you can always download podcasts from Get Down to Business on my website at shalomklein.com. And while you are there, don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Shalom Klein. Get Down to Business is powered by our good friends over at Tandem HR, your solution center. You can find them at tandemhr.com or call 630-928-0510. Once again, that number, 630-928-0510. You can also email them simplify@tandemhr.com. Or, actually, in just a few minutes, you're going to be hearing from Bruce Leon's founder, from Tandem HR's founder, Bruce Leon, who's joining me here in studio to answer your questions all about lots of issues relating to HR, lots of issues relating to benefits. We've got a great show lined up for you here today. It's a live show. It's a jam-packed week of content and information that you won't want to miss. We'll be joined by Jules Knapp, Bruce Leon, Bob Jordan, and Chris Everett. And at the end of the show, I'm going to be sharing some tips for organizing and purchasing your office supplies. You won't want to miss it. It's a live show. We are taking your calls at 312-642-5600. Once again, that number, 312-642-5600. Call in with your questions. And I'm thrilled, absolutely thrilled and honored to be joined over the phone by by my new friend, Jules Knapp. Jules is, I'll let him tell you about himself. But he is, I think, a proud serial entrepreneur who has seen so much success in business and is supporting the entrepreneurship scene in Chicago. Jules Knapp, thanks for joining us on Get Down to Business.
Well, thank you for having me.
Fantastic. Jules, if you don't mind, I know your name is actually on so many institutions around Chicago, but if you don't mind, tell us a little bit about sort of who you are and what makes your vision, what drives you every day to support entrepreneurship in Chicago?
Well, I think a great thrill in business and in life is seeing people grow, whether it's your children, your employees, which we call associates, see them, the accomplishments that they're able to do in your business, in life. And that's a great joy to me, and I think it's a great joy to many entrepreneurs. It's the wanting, of course, to make money, but also the other part of life is the enjoyment of seeing people grow.
That's fantastic. And one of the institutions that you are closely associated with, and actually, I have a little surprise for you. Bruce Leon is here in studio with me, and he says that you go pretty far back and you sit on a board together, and we're thrilled to sort of bring him in here in a moment. But one of those institutions is the Illinois Institute of Technology, IIT, and there is the Jules F. Knapp Entrepreneurship Center. Can you tell us a little bit about your involvement there?
Well, you know, being an entrepreneur, you would like to bring other entrepreneurs into having other entrepreneurs to have success. And IIT is a great, great university in the city. We have a tremendous law school, architectural school, engineering school, business school, et cetera. And putting all those together, we have this center where we want to help individuals succeed in business. And Bruce is joining our board, is going to be mentoring some companies, and we look forward to the success of individuals who create these companies.
So Bruce is joining me here in studio. Bruce, why did you decide to get involved in the IIT Entrepreneurship Center?
Well, first of all, I want to just say thank you for Jules for joining the show. It's really a great honor just to have his wisdom. You know, he's a great role model for not only people that have been successful, but people that have made significant impact in the world by just their giving back. So, you know, it's hard to say no to Jules Knapp. So when he asks you, you can't really say no. But I've already seen some of the vision of that, the center there, and I think they're going to do some great work and really help Chicago become a great entrepreneurial city.
That's fantastic. And Tandem is certainly doing, you're doing your contribution to entrepreneurship, and we'll talk about that in just a few minutes. But Jules, what are some of the resources for startup that IIT and perhaps there's other projects you're involved in to help startups get past that point of being a startup and get off their feet and get going in business?
Well, the people need help. You have an idea, you have a vision. And it is great if you have someone who can mentor you, who has some experience, who can help you along the rough edges. And Bruce started the business, I started the business, and we certainly made some mistakes as we went along. And it would have been helpful if I had some people who I could talk to as I went along and, you know, the couple mistakes I made. Of course, you don't make mistakes unless you try things. If you just are complacent about what's going on, you'll never make a mistake. So you've got to try things. You've got to do something different. You've got to go forward.
That's for sure. The message
that's how you develop business. That's how you create businesses, and that's what we want to do and try in helping entrepreneurs succeed in their businesses, in their ideas, in their thoughts.
That's for sure. That's the message we try to send here on Get Down to Business, that, you know, not every idea is going to be the next Apple computers, but that's okay. And you have to try, and there will be failures. And as long as you learn from those failures, then you're on the right track. And it sounds like that's what you've seen in your entrepreneurial journeys as well. And I know we're going to be hearing in just a few minutes from Bruce Leon as well. But Jules, what do you think of the entrepreneurship scene in Chicago? Do you think we have a pretty good environment for somebody to start a business, whether it's retail or service-based, in the city of Chicago?
Well, Chicago was the great transportation hub of the world. And the diversification in Chicago, where the East Coast was textiles, and where we had the more diversification in types of manufacturing. With 1871 coming aboard, with IIT entrepreneurship, with the University of Chicago, all the schools were all trying to develop and bring entrepreneurs in the city, bring businesses to the city, bring jobs to the city. We have the greatest city in the world in Chicago. And when people come and find this great secret, which is a secret to many, many people throughout the world, and what a wonderful place is to live, what a wonderful place to grow your business, I think we have a great opportunity to make this the entrepreneurship capital of the world.
Hear, hear. I agree. That's right. Bruce, what do you think? We've got a pretty darn good infrastructure for entrepreneurial success, don't we?
I agree, and I just want to say that, you know, unfortunately in the media today, success in business has been sort of attacked, and it's important for your listeners to know that from my long standing with Jules is that he really started from the ground up. This is not somebody who was given a silver spoon in his mouth. I've heard stories way back when from the Depression era where he started door-to-door selling, so they're really... Anybody can really make it in this world. That's what's great about this country, is that this we have this entrepreneurial, this capitalistic society, and really, it's a great inspiration. I think somebody like Jules, who's really shown how to go from the ground up, and also then to give back to our community.
That's fantastic, Jules Knapp. Thank you for your time and Get Down to Business. Hopefully, we can turn this into an ongoing discussion, hearing your input on what's going on in the entrepreneurial scene, the small business scene in Chicago, but also, you know, hearing your advice, because that advice is very valuable. As Bruce just said, you didn't start at this point of having a Jules F. Knapp Entrepreneurship Center. You worked your way there, and you worked hard going door to door, and that's what it's all about. Jules, is there any way that you want people to sort of get in touch with any of your initiatives?
Well, I think that at IIT, the Entrepreneurship Center, we want to help companies. We want to create jobs. We want to bring the initiative back in this country that was our founding fathers. What we did is the capitalistic idea, the thought of people working for themselves, not for the government, for themselves, and building businesses and working for that dream, for their dreams, should be a very important thing. And I just don't, I wonder how important it is, as Bruce was alluding to, we're thinking that way today. And of course, we have a website that's KEC.com or NAP Entrepreneurial Center at IIT. We'd love to talk to people.
That's fantastic. Thank you again, Jules Knapp. After the break,
we are
talking with Bruce Leon of Tandem HR. Keep listening. We've got a packed show, and we are taking your calls at 312-642-5600. You can find the IIT Entrepreneurship Center. Just Google it. After the break, Bruce Leon from Tandem HR.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
I'm Nikki and Michelle taking a look at traffic. Well, here's some useful information. The CTA Blue Line, the California stations, is closed until Thursday, October 16th for renovation. Customers, you can use the 56 or the new overnight N56 bus to reach nearby stops at Logan Square and Western. Now taking a look at all your major roadways, the Edens in either direction is problem-free. The spur is going to be jammed coming eastbound between Waukegan Road and the Edens Expressway. However, the Kennedy in either direction from O'Hare to downtown is flowing freely. The Eisenhower looks good as well. There is a crash reported if you're approaching 55 northbound after 355. However, it's still flowing freely on the Stevenson and 55. And coming in on the Ryan, expect a slowdown at Cermak. It's 60 degrees tonight, a low of 56, and tomorrow rainy, a high of 67. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
I'm all for a national discussion on whether or not this is serving our national interest to send troops over to Iraq and, yes, Syria on behalf of trying to wipe out ISIS.
John Howell and Amy Jacobson.
Let's wipe them out now while we can.
I just think we're overreacting a little bit to their videos and their PR campaign on Twitter.
But they can recruit lone wolves so quickly here in this country.
The only way to get ISIS out once they are in civilian populations is with Muslim citizens ferreting them out and lopping off their heads.
John and Amy, mornings starting at 6 on AM 560. The Answer.
How big is your retirement shortfall? Will your money last as long as you do? How will inflation impact your retirement? How will taxes affect your income and cash flow? These are the questions that keep millions of Americans just like you up at night. Begin your journey towards financial freedom and view their comprehensive retirement planning seminar on demand, 24 hours a day. Visit EverettWealthSolutions.com and see why so many people are calling this a life-changing experience for their retirement plans. That's EverettWealthSolutions.com.
CD Peacock Jewelers is a luxury jewelry specialist known for its beautiful and timeless creations from custom designers, watchmakers, and master jewelers. As the corporate sales manager at CD Peacock, I strive to provide a high level of service to our corporate partners. This is the same reason we chose Tandem HR as our full-time HR partner. The comprehensive, custom HR solutions free us to concentrate on you.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Book your consultation at TandemHR.com.
Be honest. Will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait until you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-600-0571. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-600-0571. Again, get your free demo now. 1-800-600-0571. That's 1-800-600-0571.
What a fascinating conversation with Jules Knapp, a guy who is clearly setting the stage for a, he says Chicago has a great entrepreneurial scene. I agree, but it's thanks to people like Jules Knapp, and we're thrilled to have people like that in profile. Great entrepreneurs, great startups on this show on Get Down to Business. And that's what happens when you hang out with good people like Bruce Leon. He's well-connected, and he hangs out with good people. That's all I could say. And I'm thrilled to, I guess, be in that little circle just to sort of get within the 5 feet of Bruce Leon, and hopefully some of it rubs off on me. Again, we've got the founder of Tandem HR here with us in studio. We've got Bruce Leon. Bruce, tell us what's going on in the world of Tandem HR.
Well, first of all, Shalom, I think it's time to toot your horn a little bit. You've had this show on now for about 6 months, and I understand from IND that it's getting an amazing amount of thousands of podcast downloads and all kinds of reaction, and we're thrilled to be working with
you on
this.
Wait, Bruce, I got to stop you there. Wait, that's a good plug. You know, you can download podcasts on my website, okay. ShalomKlein.com, and on Tandem HR's website, they've got a lot of valuable information, too. Go ahead.
But so we're thrilled because obviously our mission, like Jules was saying, you know, we're all about creating jobs and entrepreneurship in Chicago. I'm a fourth generation Chicago guy. I love this city. I want to see it grow. I want to see us become the Silicon Valley of the United States. I want to see capitalism thrive here. And you know, that's what really Tandem is all about. Tandem is just about supporting entrepreneurs and helping take all the administrative red tape out of running a business off their hands, so they can focus on growing their businesses.
Well, administrative red tape, there's a lot of that. And I don't envy what your day looks like every day trying to help clients sort of cut through that red tape. What's your industry like? What's the average day for some of your professionals in the office and in helping clients understand, you know, Obamacare, helping clients cut through the red tape of all the seemingly new regulations that are popping up day in and day out?
You know, Shalom, it's a very interesting thing. I'm certainly no genius. Sometimes it's better to be lucky than good. When I started the business 15 years ago, it was sort of a new thing. I had no idea that these things like Obamacare, immigration, workers' comp, you know, equal opportunity, EOC lawsuits that would become prevalent. As a matter of fact, an interesting business report on one of our industry leaders and one of our companies that's nationwide suggested that in 1980, there was about 14 government regulations for small business, and there's over 100 now. So it's a daunting environment out there. Certainly Obamacare, which is really kicking in its big, big regulations for companies over 50, which is starting January 1st. A lot of companies that have not had to insure people are going to have to start insuring them, or at least offering them comparable insurance, or face some pretty stiff penalties. You know, Tandem is there to really carry the load with those companies, make sure they do the testing, actually find creative ways for them to still make sure that they can be competitive and affordable. So, you know, these things just sort of happened, and it's really created the high growth of our industry. And so we're just there to sort of do the heavy lifting.
That's for sure. You are doing the heavy lifting. You're making it easier for the entrepreneurs and business owners that just want to focus on running their business. And you're doing this for not only for really big businesses, but also for some smaller and mid-sized businesses, too.
Well, the reality is our niche for Tandem in the full service PEO outsourcing is really 15 employees to about 100, 120 employees. Between 120 and 100 and 300, we have a model that's a little bit more a la carte. But really, our niche is that up-and-coming small businesses. And you know, as I've told people before, there's only 500 companies in the Fortune 500. Can you believe that, Shalom? Only 500, you know? So there's I just read a recent study. There's about 50,000 small businesses in Chicago, maybe more. So, you know, we feel like that's a very big penetration market out there, and we want to see those small businesses become big businesses one day.
That's for sure. And I'm actually looking at your website right now, and prominently in the center of the page, it says that you're number 43 on Crain's Fast 50 list. So that means that you can relate well to that up-and-coming business that's trying to grow, because you're one of them. You're one of those, as you said, there's only 50 in those Fast 50. You're doing that. You're right. You're the American dream. It's amazing.
I would maybe the nightmare. I'm not sure, Shalom. Okay, but I will say this too. You know, we're going into our busy season. A lot of companies are thinking about outsourcing payroll and stuff like that as they get to January 1st, because it's certainly a time of the year that it's a time for companies to think about this kind of stuff, and it's a good switch over time. And again, whether it's Tandem or whether it's one of the companies that do what we do in the market, I really think that outsourcing the back office is a smart business decision. And it's interesting. Chicago is about a 4% penetration. Other parts of the country, Florida, New York, California, Texas, you know, you have 25-30% penetration. We're a little bit more conservative here in the Midwest. It took us a little bit longer to sort of catch on to what it means to let somebody else handle that back office for you. But I think it's starting to catch on. And I certainly think whether it's us or whether it's one of our competitors, I think it's a great idea for entrepreneurs to really not have to focus on all that day-to-day stuff that revolves around HR, handbooks, benefits, workers' comp, and all that kind of stuff, and just let somebody else do it for you.
Well, let's talk about that world of outsourcing, because I think you're touching on an important bit of business advice over here. Is outsourcing everything a good idea other than your core functions of your business? What do you recommend for your clients beyond just the payroll and the employee benefits and all the things that Tandem HR does? What about other services? What about, I don't know, communication, social media, marketing? Is that something that you think a business should be doing in-house?
You know, it's very interesting. I was privileged to do an executive course through YPO, which is an organization I'm very involved in Harvard for a couple of years. And I remember we actually did a study where we actually took each other's businesses down. And, you know, there's the whole model with Microsoft and with Dell and all that stuff. And really, you break it down to what is the core of your business. And a lot of times people say, I can't do that. That's core to my business. And when you really break it down, it's not really the core thing. Social media is not your core business. Payroll is not your core business. That's just the function of what you have to do. So I think, you know, people are really oversell themselves on what they think is the core part of their business. And if they really break it down, it's a healthy exercise to spend a day away from their business and think about these things. But if they really break it down, there's a lot of things that they shouldn't be spending their time on. And just focusing on becoming the expert in that area that they're good at, whether it's, you know, developing a new software technology, whether it's being in healthcare, whether it's being, you know, in any kind of industry, they should be focusing on those things.
That's for sure. And companies are finding out about Tandem HR because you guys are involved in the community. We just heard that you're, I guess, a new board member at the IIT Jules F. Knapp Entrepreneurship Center at IIT. And is that something that you sort of try to encourage your staff, your team, to be involved in different organizations and different community ventures and projects?
Yeah, well, you know, Shalom, as you know, with the young groups today, you've got to really make your office meaningful. That's part of what the millennials really care about. We do do a matching at our firm for charitable donations. We also give people time off to work on projects. We encourage them to join boards. We think that's an important part of giving back to the community. Jules Knapp is just an icon, as far as I'm concerned, in this city, for somebody who has built great businesses, and also now is giving back in so many ways, whether it's University of Chicago, where he's built an incredible medical center, or the IIT, where he's building a business center. So, you know, in my mind, it is important that we be viewed not just as takers, but as givers also.
That's for sure. Bruce, you alluded to this a few moments ago, and we've got just about a minute and a half remaining. But you mentioned about the red tape and the regulation that's going to be kicking in when Obamacare, really a lot of the core provisions kick in on January 1 of 2015. Are there any sort of high-level regulations that you want to alert our listeners to today that they should sort of start talking to their advisor, whoever their advisor might be?
Yeah, hopefully companies that are over 100 employees already are engaging in this discussion with their consultants or with their accountants. It has to do with the full-time employee tests. It has to do with making sure that you offer a lot of people that are in businesses, especially with lower-paid workers that traditionally haven't given insurance or haven't had to pay full medical insurance for everybody, are now going to be faced with the very daunting task of either offering them a comparable plan, the bronze plan, and having to make sure that it's affordable. You know, that's really the whole issue here, is affordable care. So 9.5%, of course, is the maximum you can charge them as their salary, and there's all kind of tests you have to do. And I'm sure that people are already engaging. If people haven't and they want us to call us and get a briefing on that, we'd be more than happy to sit down and discuss with them. The companies under 100 have one more year. They got a little bit of a reprieve because I think the government wasn't sure how daunting this would be. So that isn't going to kick until January 1st of 2016, but that's going to come fast. So even if you're under 100, you should be thinking about this now.
Fantastic. You're listening to Get Down to Business, the show powered by Tandem HR. And we're joined here in studio by Bruce Leon of Tandem HR, our show's sponsor. And again, what sort of powers the show, the advice and the information all about entrepreneurship and small business. Bruce, how can people reach you to ask those questions and to find out more about the many services that Tandem HR does provide for the small business community?
Well, just listen carefully to the commercials. But www.tandemhr.com, of course. Our number is 630-928-0510. You'd be more than happy to dial in my line directly and call me. I'd love to talk to your listeners and to engage them in a discussion. Again, we wanted to see these businesses grow and make Chicago a great city.
Well, I can say that number in my sleep. It's 630-928-0510. You can call and speak to Bruce Leon, Tandem HR's founder. And once again, Get Down to Business is powered by Tandem HR, your solution center. You can find them at TandemHR.com or call 630-928-0510. After this break, we're going to be talking with Bob Jordan, who's got some more advice out about entrepreneurship. A packed show. You won't want to miss a minute of it. You're listening to Get Down to Business.
If you're looking for a little red meat, we've got a deal for you. Buy your tickets to Freedom Summit Chicago featuring Sean Hannity for $119. Then use the promo code STAKE when you check out at freedomsummitchicago.com. And we'll give you a $50 gift certificate for Chicago Steak Company online at mychicagosteak.com. It's that easy. Spend $119, get a $50 gift certificate. Good for a little red meat. Go to freedomsummitchicago.com today.
News Ready to Go. I'm Pam Husso. An apparent breach of safety protocol leads to another case of Ebola in Texas.
CDC Director Tom Frieden says it's a hospital care worker in contact with Thomas Eric Duncan, who died last week of Ebola. He was supposed to be under strict isolation.
Fox News Ready to Go's Evan Brown. Health officials warn there could be more cases in the coming days. An update on another U.S. Ebola patient.
The NBC cameraman Ashoka Mukpo, who is in Nebraska receiving treatment for being exposed to Ebola, is said to be, quote, improving, and that they are happy with his progress.
Fox's Brian Yenis. Isolated at a Massachusetts hospital, a man who recently traveled to Liberia and is now complaining of muscle aches and a headache. Struck down in Alaska by a federal judge, the state's ban on gay marriage, an appeal could be made to the Ninth Circuit. Fox News, we report, you decide.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
I'm Nikia Nichelle taking a look at traffic. It's a smooth ride on the Edens in either direction with only a 19-minute trip. The inbound spur, though, you're going to see some traffic around Waukegan Road to the Edens Expressway. Kennedy coming in or out from downtown to O'Hare is problem-free. The inbound Ike is going to be only a 29-minute trip to the post from Thorndale for Mannheim 16. Same on the reverse, 16 to Mannheim into Thorndale 29. 55 northbound, we do have a crash that has two right lanes blocked after 355 and one car facing the wrong way, so definitely please be careful as you approach the area. However, the Stevenson is flowing freely, and 55 looks good right now, no delays. It's 60 degrees tonight, a low of 56, and tomorrow rainy and a high of 60. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
For the past 100 years, R.B. Hayward Company has been a leader in the Chicagoland HVAC sheet metal industry. Hayward has installed ventilation systems in landmark Chicago buildings like the Field Museum and Northwestern University. In 2001, we made the decision to partner with Tandem HR. For the past 13 years, we have received expert assistance with our HR, payroll, and benefits functions. Outsourcing these functions to Tandem allows Hayward to focus on what we do best, serving our customers and growing our core business. If you're looking for an HR outsourcing expert, we encourage you to contact Tandem. If you need a heating, ventilating, air conditioning expert, give us a call, RB Hayward Company, at 847-671-0400 or on the web at haywardhvac.com.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit tandemhr.com. How big is your retirement shortfall? Will your money last as long as you do? How will inflation impact your retirement? How will taxes affect your income and cash flow? These are the questions that keep millions of Americans just like you up at night. Begin your journey towards financial freedom and view their comprehensive retirement planning seminar on demand, 24 hours a day. Visit EverettWealthSolutions.com and see why so many people are calling this a life-changing experience for their retirement plans. That's EverettWealthSolutions.com.
I'm Pete Sikorsky, COO of Get Fresh Produce, where restaurants, grocery stores, and other food suppliers can take their pick of local, seasonal, and specialty produce. At Get Fresh Produce, our fresh thinking lets us work more efficiently and creatively so we can focus on customer needs. That's why it was an easy choice to partner with Tandem HR, who handles all aspects of our human resources.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit TandemHR.com.
This is a critical message for listeners who need to actually lose 30 pounds or more for legitimate health or personal reasons. Because for the next 5 minutes, the makers of AF Plus are giving out risk-free trials of their incredibly effective weight loss supplement. It's proven and can cause dramatic weight loss. So only call if you need to lose 30 pounds or more. Call toll-free 1-800-944-5929. Because it's so potent, take no more than one capsule once a day. You can expect to experience maximum weight loss, pounds in days. It's all natural, safe, and healthy. But if your weight loss with AF Plus is too dramatic, please decrease use and only take it every other day. For your risk-free trial, you will be given a full-size supply to use absolutely risk-free. Supplies are limited. If you need to lose 30 pounds or more for legitimate reasons, call now, toll-free, 1-800-944-5929. Phone lines will be open for the next 5 minutes. 1-800-944-5929.
Do not touch that dial, because still coming up on Get Down to Business, we've got Bob Jordan, who's going to be talking to us about some more entrepreneurship topics. And we're also talking with Chris Everett, who's going to tell us what decisions and how you should look at college planning. We've got a great segment, a great show lined up, and we're going to be talking about buying office supplies and how to save money on that for your small business. Lots of great information. We're joined on the AM 560 line with Bob Jordan. Bob, thanks for joining us on Get Down to Business.
Thanks, Shalom. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Fantastic. So, Bob, you wrote a book called How They Did It, Billion Dollar Insights from the Heart of America. That is a book I've got to purchase, because I've got to hear that. We're all about featuring entrepreneurial successes. But tell us, how did you get involved in sort of this entrepreneurship scene?
I've been working with entrepreneurs my whole career, and I really wanted to understand, how does somebody start with nothing and get to $1 billion success? And so that is what resulted in the book. We wanted to look at entrepreneurs who had started from scratch, grown, and ultimately sold a business for $100 million or more, or went public at $300 million or more. And that was a group where it ended up with a series of 45 interviews.
Fantastic. And tell us about, you've got two initiatives that you're pushing right now, Red Flash and the Association of Interim Executives. Tell us a little bit about both of those.
Well, Red Flash is my company, and we work with hard-charging entrepreneurs. And in a lot of cases, the things we do are called interim management assignments, and so we formed the association. There's one association in the world for executives that do contract and project work, and it's called the Association of Interim Executives. And your listeners can learn more about that at www.interimexecs.org.
Interesting. And I just was speaking with Bruce Leon of Tandem HR, and we were talking about, you know, outsourcing needs, but I think you're going in a different direction. Interim executives, why would a company choose to have an interim executive in their operation?
There are a lot of reasons. One of them could be that things are going horribly wrong, and so the current company, the owners, the team, needs fresh outside talent to come in, talent that is very experienced in helping with turnaround. The flip side, the opposite, could be companies that are growing fast but can't afford or need full-time. So, for example, you'll see a lot of companies that will bring in a part-time CFO. We help with that.
Fantastic. So are you a sort of a headhunting firm? Are you involved in the placement, or just sort of in the interim phase, you're identifying the talent and putting them into that operation at that critical time?
Yes, it is usually that at a critical time we're helping identify talent. The association has now started acting in a way like a headhunter and setting up contracts with companies.
Cool.
There's a booming need for this. In Europe, this has been understood for a generation. In the U.S., business people are just starting to understand there is this resource all around them.
And you are a Chicagoland-based operation?
We're in Chicago. The executives who take on these kind of assignments are all around the world, and they go anywhere for these assignments.
Interesting. And are they, well, you mentioned that they're all around the world. Is there ever any scenario that somebody might do some work for one of the companies that you're servicing remotely?
Well, the headquarters are here, but the executives are located all over. In a way, this is a little similar to Tandem, which is that what we're seeing is some of these executive functions have been outsourced.
Interesting. And so you are here in Chicago, and you started up the Association of Interim Executives, which is educating sort of the business world about this newer and growing specialty while providing easy access between the great interim executives of the world and the corporations the owner is seeking, that fast and strategic tail. And Red Flash, which sort of is very, very closely tied into that association, a team of trusted business builders taking on those tasks at that critical time of a product launch, and sometimes it sounds like difficult times in the business as well. Very, very interesting. Bob Jordan, how can people learn more about the association? How can people learn more about you, your book, and, of course, your important business, Red Flash?
Well, thank you, Shalom. Probably the easiest thing is to go to one of our websites, Red Flash, as the name implies, it's at redflash.com. And the book, How They Did It, at the same name, howtheydidit.com.
And again, I'm going to be picking up a copy of Robert Jordan's book, How They Did It, Billion Dollar Insights from the Heart of America, those profiles of businesses that have sort of gotten over that hump and are making a difference. And Bob, you're doing a lot of great stuff. Looking forward to continuing the conversation and having you back on Get Down to Business. Thanks for joining us. Get Down to Business is brought to you in part by Everett Wealth Solutions, a registered investment advisor and financial planning firm, a fiduciary advisor that helps you create your personal wealth. You can find them at everettwealthsolutions.com or call 708-771-7777. That's an easy number to remember, 708-771-7777. And we're going to be talking with Chris Everett right after the break about how families should be sort of approaching that college planning decision and how they should be choosing which college and what career path to send their kids on. Great discussion. We're excited to have Chris on the air with us again just after the break. And I'm also going to be sharing those tips that I mentioned about how to purchase office supplies. You could join me at the business event, which is an all-day free business and employment expo on October 30th. Find out more information and register online on my website, where you can also download podcasts from Get Down to Business. The website is shalomkline.com. Don't touch that dial. Lots more small business and entrepreneurship information. You're on with Get Down to Business.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
I'm Nikki and Michelle, taking a look at traffic. Well, we do have a serious fire in Dalton on Chicago Road and Sibley Boulevard. That road is going to be closed because of it, but be careful as you approach the area. Now, taking a look at all your major roadways, the Edens in either direction is problem-free. It's the spur that's jammed at Waukegan Road, but it should be pretty clear to make your way to downtown on the Kennedy, and either direction is also clear as well. The Eisenhower has cleared up quite nicely in both directions. Stevenson inbound, can't complain there. It's the outbound side that's still sluggish at California to Cicero. 12 to Cicero to the Tri-State 26 and to 355 36. However, 55 is moving along quite nicely, and the Dan Ryan, expect a slowdown approaching Cermak. It's 60 degrees and sunny tonight, a low of 56, and tomorrow rainy and a high of 67. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
CD Peacock Jewelers is a luxury jewelry specialist known for its beautiful and timeless creations from custom designers, watchmakers, and master jewelers. As the corporate sales manager at CD Peacock, I strive to provide a high level of service to our corporate partners. This is the same reason we chose Tandem HR as our full-time HR partner. The comprehensive, custom HR solutions free us to concentrate on you.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Book your consultation at TandemHR.com.
CARES is a nonprofit social service organization who values the importance of human resource needs. CARES provides an oasis of acceptance and support to women facing unplanned pregnancy. As a nonprofit, CARES has limited resources, but by partnering with Tandem HR, they have access to so much more. If you need time to focus on running and growing your organization, call Tandem HR.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit TandemHR.com.
Our family had a savings account until our furnace died.
We had a vacation fund before our refrigerator had a meltdown.
My family has no money, and our water heater just quit.
The truth is, it can only take one home appliance or system repair to bust your budget. But with a home warranty from American Home Shield, you get to keep more of your hard-earned money because they pay your covered repairs for you. For valuable free information, call 1-800-600-2189. Why pour money into repairs when American Home Shield will pay covered repairs for you? Your furnace, plumbing, oven, refrigerator, air conditioner, and more. Service requests are subject to a fee for each trade called. Some exclusions and limitations apply. Why would you ever pay for expensive home system and appliance repairs when you can let American Home Shield pay covered repairs for you? If you'd rather save more of your hard-earned money, call for valuable free information, including terms, rates, and coverage. 1-800-600-2189. That's 1-800-600-2189.
You are listening to Get Down to Business, and we are joined by the one, the only, Chris Everett of Everett College Funding. We are joined by Chris Everett, the same Chris Everett of Everett Wealth Solutions. Chris Everett, thanks for joining us on Get Down to Business. As always, you've got a lot of great advice, and we're thrilled to have you on the line with us.
Hello, shalom. Happy Sunday.
Happy Sunday. You could hear that I've had my coffee this evening. I'm excited to speak with you. Chris, how can people sort of start making that decision about where to send their young child off to school, perhaps even start planning that many years before sending their son or daughter off to college?
Right. Well, at Everett College Funding, what we do is we make sure that You're the right category. You understand what category you fit in. So there's three. The first one is you really have low income. You have low assets. You're going to probably qualify for need-based financial aid wherever you go. The second category, you work hard. You save well. You're middle income. And you in particular can suffer by not really understanding the best way to save money. Because you're good savers, but if you save in places where all your money's exposed to the formulas, you're probably not going to qualify, even though you've worked very hard and saved very well. The third category has high income, high assets, and for those folks, we just need to make sure that you're saving the right spots, but you're also making smart decisions about where to send your son or daughter. Not that everyone shouldn't send their son or daughter to smart places. Please don't understand that. But the biggest mistakes I find is people not understanding the category they're in and knowing that there's different strategies for each category. That's the biggest issue.
Chris, what would you say to the professional that's out there and says, well, I went to Harvard, I went to Yale, I want all of my kids, I believe it's a family tradition, everybody should sort of fit into that mold and go to Harvard or Yale. What's your response to those people?
Well, I would humbly respect your decision. However, you know, maybe it's not the best fit. When your son or daughter finishes their sophomore year in high school, we take them in and help them understand their hardwiring. If we can figure that out and help them understand it, not if, but when we do, then the correct career path is clearly delineated for them. Once they know the direction that they could go in as far as a career that's a best fit, then we can back up and look at the right major selections for them and then see which colleges really have those majors in the correct set of circumstances for your child. Honestly, Harvard, Yale, University of Illinois, it doesn't really matter if it's not a good fit.
Absolutely. And how early is too early to sort of start that discussion?
Oh, Lord. You mean the discussion about which college to select?
Well, which college to select and how to start paying for it.
Okay. The college question shouldn't happen until sophomore year in high school. If you engage with a qualified financial planner, with someone that really understands this college game, then you should be talking to them no later than your sophomore year. I know many of the people out there are saying, wait till junior year. I really think that's too late. The reason for me it's too late is by the time your son or daughter goes into junior year, they're already getting inundated with college information that may not even be a good fit for them. It's a waste of time. Not only that, you're probably jumping on planes and jumping in cars and spending money that you really don't even need to spend and going places you really don't even need to go.
Chris, we actually have a question for you from Melissa, who just called in from Chicago. Melissa, thanks for calling in to Get Down to Business. What's your question for Chris Everett?
Oh, thank you.
Melissa, how can what questions do you have about college planning for Chris Everett of Everett College Funding?
Okay, so my family is a very young family. I mean, I'm far from the college age right now, but my family would really like to start planning, and I know that it's important to sort of help our children decide a career path early on. What is the best way to try to, like, gauge what direction our children would want to go in before they're, like, seniors in high school and ready to start college and, you know, potentially going to waste a lot of money with years of not knowing what they're going to do in college and then need to – and then, like, so much money goes down the drain.
Chris, how can people pick their college or figure out the college path or the career path?
Right. Melissa, here's the thing. When you have small children – the most important thing, and what grade are they in?
My oldest is in fourth grade.
Okay. At that age, the most important thing that you and your spouse can do is get your financial planning ducks in a row first. If that's correctly done, and depending upon whether you're a family category 1, 2, or 3, how you save and where you save will have a big impact down the road, and I promise you, fourth grade is going to seem like a distant memory in a minute before you know what your children will be a sophomore and junior in high school.
Time flies when you're having fun, that's for sure. When making those decisions for your family, your life seems to sort of fly by you. And I know that there's many other families like Melissa's out there. Chris, how can people... how can Melissa contact you for more information? How can other young family members sort of contact you to continue that financial planning discussion and college funding discussion as well?
All right. So, Melissa, or anyone listening, if you would go to everettcollegefunding.com, that's our college site, so that you begin to understand the full scope of what we can do. But quite frankly, before you even go too much further down the college road, you have to get the financial planning piece together. So that website does connect to Everett Wealth Solutions. You can go back and forth. But that's what I highly recommend. Seeing what the stability of your financial resources are, see what category you're in, figure out what your EFC is. We would love to have a conversation with folks about here's what your expected family contribution is for college. And when you figure
once again,
out,
you can contact Chris Everett at EverettCollegeFunding.com. That website, EverettCollegeFunding.com. Melissa, listeners, check out Chris Everett at EverettCollegeFunding.com.
I'm Pete Sikorsky, COO of Get Fresh Produce, where restaurants, grocery stores, and other food suppliers can take their pick of local, seasonal, and specialty produce. At Get Fresh Produce, our fresh thinking lets us work more efficiently and creatively so we can focus on customer needs. That's why it was an easy choice to partner with Tandem HR, who handles all aspects of our human resources.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit TandemHR.com. How big is your retirement shortfall? Will your money last as long as you do? How will inflation impact your retirement? How will taxes affect your income and cash flow? These are the questions that keep millions of Americans just like you up at night. Begin your journey towards financial freedom and view their comprehensive retirement planning seminar on demand 24 hours a day. Visit EverettWealthSolutions.com and see why so many people are calling this a life-changing experience for their retirement plans. That's EverettWealthSolutions.com.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-753-4574. 1-800-753-4574. That's 1-800-753-4574.
You can join me on October 30th at our free Business and Employment Expo. It's called the Business Event. More information about that event. Once again, it's free. Did I mention it's free? It's on October 30th. The website, my website where you can download podcasts from the show is shalomkline.com. And we were joined by such a great mix, such a great lineup of guests. We had Jules Knapp from the IIT, Jules F. Knapp Entrepreneurship Center, Bruce Leon of Tandem HR. We had Robert Jordan of Red Flash. And finally, we had Chris Everett of Everett College Funding. Great lineup. Lots of great advice for you aspiring and budding entrepreneurs out there. And now it's time for your business tip of the week, which can be heard daily on the Big John and Amy Show at 7:30 a.m. right here on AM 560 The Answer. Let's talk about how you buy your office supplies. I've got several tips for you about how to save money. Outfitting your office doesn't need to cost a fortune. There are ways to get all of the things you need and still have money left over. The key is to be frugal, shop around, and to have a budget. Once you know what your fiduciary limit is, you'll be far less likely to go over that amount. Try these tips and see if you don't save a bundle. Buy in bulk. By buying commonly used items in large quantities, you may be able to save a lot. But beware, you might not need 48 legal pads at once. Businesses are a desirable client for many retailers. If you mention to them that you want to create a business account, you might just find that you'll get a price break. Business customers often get a discount, and all you have to do is ask. Buy last year's model, furniture, computers, PDAs, there's always something new, which also means that there's always something old. If you wait until the end of the year, especially for an after-holiday sale, you can save a small fortune on your office needs. Sometimes when you buy what seems like a bargain, you end up getting what you pay for. The computer at the factory outlet store is there for a reason, and probably one that you don't want to discover too soon. Replenish your supplies before you run out. One of the best ways to spend a bundle is to wait until you run out of something, thereby necessitating an immediate run to the store. Thinking ahead, and thus buying ahead, gives you a chance to comparison shop and take advantage of sales. Get all you can out of your supplies. For example, laser printer cartridges can usually be cleaned and refilled a few times before you need to buy a new cartridge. And of course, you could buy online. Online stores are normally cheaper. And again, shop around. We want to support our local businesses, but shop around. And generally, if you look online, you can find which of the local stores might even be having a sale at this time of year. Again, great advice on sort of saving money on your office supplies. Whether you have a home-based business or a large office, everybody's spending money on these things, and why waste the money? Why throw the money out? And now it's time for your networking tip of the week. Follow-up, consistent, focused contacts. Build strong relationships. Follow-up on that referral you sent. Did it turn into a business for the company you recommended? If not, why? Here's a chance to find out more specifically how you can better help business professionals. Once again, you're listening to the show that is all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. You're listening to Get Down to Business. Get Down to Business is powered by Tandem HR. Tandem HR is your solution center. You heard from Bruce Leon, and hopefully once you hear from him on Get Down to Business, you know what a valuable resource he is, and you know why so many companies are turning to him. You can find more information about Tandem HR at tandemhr.com or call 630-928-0510. Once again, 630-928-0510. You can also email them, simplify@tandemhr.com. You also heard from Chris Everett of Everett College Funding. Get Down to Business is brought to you in part by Everett Wealth Solutions, a registered investment advisor and financial planning firm, a fiduciary advisor that helps you create your personal wealth. You can find them at everettwealthsolutions.com or call 708-771-7777, 708-771-7777, and you can always visit my website, shalomkline.com. You can find podcasts from all of your favorite shows of Get Down to Business. You can find out, in fact, who's going to be on the air next week, and you can find out how to register and join me at the business event on October 30th. Once again, the business event on October 30th. You don't want to miss it. It's an all-day free business and employment expo. All that information on my website, shalomkline.com. To success, let's get down to business. Tune in next week for more advice on small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship.
For the past 100 years, RB Hayward Company has been a leader in the Chicagoland HVAC sheet metal industry. Hayward has installed ventilation systems in landmark Chicago buildings like the Field Museum and Northwestern University. In 2001, we made the decision to partner with Tandem HR. For the past 13 years,